Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Skull Hole. I'm One Bar, joined with Lupagus, and guess what day it is?
Arriba, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Damn right, and it's a real good reason to have a frosty cold beverage.
Yeah, well, I can't right now, and I have calloused hands from raking my frickin' yard. Is there anything worse in the world than raking?
Yes.
What is it?
Weed whacking. Weed whacking is the worst. I hate it.
Oh, no, raking's way worse.
Shit flying all over the place, screaming.
Well, you gotta put pants on. You do it with shorts on?
Yes, I do.
That's my fault. That is your fault.
All right, so Vikings rookie news. I believe we got all of our guys signed except for our first rounder Bradbury and our, of course, seventh round pick, long snapper Austin Cutting. Yeah. So we've done some damage in the signing the rookies department over the last week.
Yeah, it's surprising with the little cap room we have. We got them all signed. I think those late rounders don't really count, but
that's not very polite.
Well, I don't think they count against the cap.
They shouldn't.
But, yeah, we'll see what we got to do to get Bradbury signed. I don't know where we are right now, but
You remember the days when you know, we didn't have this and we would have to literally wait until a couple hours before training camp started?
I was sweating bullets when we didn't have Troy Williamson signed on time.
Guys like Bryant McKinney were just holding out. Ontario Smith, whatever round he was he a fourth rounder or something,
yeah,
holding
was.
Out forever. The days of the holdout are over, and that caused a lot of heartburn and panic.
It did, but also... also caused some drama that I enjoyed.
Yeah, it did. It's gone.
But
let's last week we looked at the offensive depth chart with what the rookies brought to the table, and this week we're gonna look at the defensive and see who should be a little scared of their spot, maybe.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's gonna be a lot less shaking on this side of the ball than it was on the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, there's gonna be plenty of shaking.
Wow. All right, well let's just get started. Let's go with the defensive end. You got Danielle Hunter, and then you got Everson Griffin, Stephen Weatherly, Tayshaun Bower, Afiede Odenebo, Ade Aruna, and Carter Schultz. So no new blood from the draft here. It's, you know, you got the couple of the AF guy and Carter Schultz.
Hell yeah, I'm very excited about him. Maybe a little more excited than I should
be. You might
be
the only one who is. And Odenebo is back. But to me, the only guy who should be shaking their boots right now is Ade Aruna. He's coming off the injury last year. He's definitely not even close to being anywhere near locked to make this team. Odenebo, really, he's got to work his ass off, too, to make it. And, you know, Schultz a wild card, too. So, four are definitely going to be in. You know, maybe I shouldn't say that because I don't know if Tayshaun Bower is a lock either.
Yeah, I don't think Bower's a lock by any means. I think Odenebo is on the fringe. Like I said, there's the only new guy is Schultz, and he's nothing to do with the draft. But we'll just pretend he's an undrafted free agent. And I think he makes a push. Aruna, I don't think we really know what we got in him. And Bower, even though he's shown splashes... I think he should be the guy out of here, and obviously Odenebo that should be shaking in their boots a little bit.
I think we need to call Robert Stack because this is an unsolved mystery right now.
Unsolved mystery. So defensive end, not much has changed over the last couple months. So.
No, but I think looking at it closer, this is going to be a fun battle, I think, because you got the three that are locks, and between Bower, Odenebo, Aruna, and Schultz, that's going to be a hell of a battle.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
I don't remember how many we kept last year, but probably 4 or 5. So there's definitely a couple jobs that are up in the air, up for grabs.
All right, let's look in the middle. Let's look at the defensive tackle.
You always want to look in the middle.
Oh, the middle is my favorite part.
It is good.
So we got Stefan who signed, so they're good. Linval Joseph, and then Jaleel Holmes and Jalen Holmes, or Jaleel Johnson and Jalen Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got sixth rounder Armin Watts, and we got undrafted. Tito Odenebo.
We do. And we also have Curtis Cothran.
I didn't even bother bringing him up. But everything when you look at this.
You should call the Cothrans and apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think the one guy that obviously sticks out is a guy who really hasn't done anything, and that's Jaleel Johnson. Former fourth rounder, hasn't done really jack crap. And Watts seems to be quite the intriguing prospect.
Yeah, I watched some film on him. He's a big old boy, but he can actually cause some interior pressure, so that's something that we need. I also think Jalen Holmes should be shaking in his boots. He didn't do anything last year. I think he maybe had a sack. You know, he's kind of the guy who should be looked at to be the penetrator because Stefan is just another kind of a nose guy. Same with Linval, and you got Jaleel. Those are kind of all the three same types of players. Holmes has got to be the one who does something different. And if Armand Watt starts to do a better job of him in camp, he should be shaking in his boots.
Well, he might be shaking in his boots for his for playing time, but he's, I mean, he was draft pick last year. He ain't going anywhere. Jaleel Johnson would definitely get the boot over Holmes. And when Holmes did see the field, he did all right. I mean, he barely ever saw the field. He had some pretty stiff competition ahead of him.
Hey, the Vikings have cut fourth-round picks before, after even when they're still in their rookie year. His name was Willie Beavers.
Well, Willie Beavers had that coming.
He did.
I mean, Willie Beavers, you can't compare Holmes to Willie Beavers.
I'm just saying, don't just say because he's a fourth-round pick, he's not going to get cut. He could definitely still get cut.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Holmes has shown a lot more, even in his tiny amount of time, than Jaleel Johnson has in like 3 years. So, Tito Odenebo, I'm really happy that he's brothers with Ifeati, but...
You just like him because his name is Tito.
The only reason I like him is because Tito, and Tito Santana was one of my favorite wrestlers.
Did you still like him when he became the Matador?
No.
Yeah.
No, Rick Martel and Tito Santana were a hell of a combo.
Strike force, right?
Yeah. So Odenebo, you know, who knows? Maybe he lands him on the practice squad, but I don't think anyone's shaken by him. I don't even know where he went to college. I'm sorry. I don't know, Miami, right? I think it was a Hurricane.
I don't know either. I didn't delve into Tito Odenebo's background that far, but... Yes.
Yeah, this will be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, another decent battle here.
And it's confirmed he was a Hurricane.
Wow. Let's go to linebacker. Here we'll go strong side first. We got Anthony Barr, Devonte Downs, and Hercules Matafatahafataha.
Who's pretty much a rookie because he didn't see the field last year.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, obviously Anthony Barr is not shaking in his boots.
The hell, are we at linebacker?
Yep.
I think you missed about nine of them.
Well, I just did strong side right now. That's what my depth chart showed. You want to do them all in one bucket?
Yeah, let's do them all in one thing.
All right, well, then we got the middle. You got Kendricks, Eric Wilson, Cameron Smith, Greer or Rear Martini. And then on the weak side, you got Ben Gideon, Kentrell Brothers, and Rashi Glit.
And a lot of these guys can play multiple spots. That's why I kind of want to do it all in one chunk.
Yeah.
Brothers can play all over the place. Wilson can play all over the place. So, yeah, you look at this. Mata Hafa. Like I said, is pretty much a rookie. A lot of intrigue there. He's one of the big undrafted free agents last year, and unfortunately didn't get a chance.
They liked him a lot, too.
Devonte Downs, don't really know what we got there. We definitely know what we have in Kentrell Brothers, and he still makes the team every damn year. And Rashi Klit.
Yeah, so to me, the guy who should be shaking his boots is definitely Kentrell Brothers.
Oh,
what is his fourth year with the team, third year?
He was drafted in 16.
Okay, so he really hasn't done shit.
Special teams.
I know he told you that he loves you at training camp.
He did.
And
he yelled
because
it.
Of that, don't let that blind your judgment. I think he should be definitely shaking his boots because, you know, you got Cameron Smith, fifth rounder, rookie this year. They're going to give him every chance to make the team. They loved what they saw from Hercules in training camp last year until he went down. And I don't know, Devonte Downs, I don't know what, like you said, I think he's a complete mystery. And you know what, Rashi Klit, actually, I thought he played fairly well last year in the preseason, so... Yeah, I'm excited to see what he can bring this year, too.
You know, I hate to keep talking about old WWF, but remember Hercules? Uh-huh. He's like one of the most generic wrestlers. All they did was put a chain around his neck.
And he had like little black underwear.
He had black trunks, and he was Hercules, and he had a jerry curl.
Yeah, I think he actually worked at the local True Value for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you also got to keep one thing in mind is if they actually are thinking of playing Curse at linebacker, that might make them keep less linebackers. So
yeah,
I think a handful of these guys should be shaking a little bit. He nailed it. Kentrell Brothers. Eric Wilson ain't going anywhere.
Nope.
I mean, great depth. Worst case. Hercules could be a nice candidate for the practice squad. Worst case. So linebacker, as we've said with the other ones, it's going to be a good one to watch. But I think one of the best ones to watch is going to be cornerback.
Oh, you do you?
I do.
All right, well, why don't you read them off?
Well, we got the big boys, Trey Waynes, Rhodes, Alexander, Hughes, and then it gets interesting.
Yeah, it really does. Holton Hill, you got Craig James, Chris Boyd, and then you also got the AAFer and Duke the Puke Thomas.
We got a lot of AAFers on this defense.
So to me, the first glance, the guy who I think should be shaking his boots is Holton Hill.
Agreed.
Not, you know, for his performance on the field, but for his performance off the field. And, you know, that four-game suspension that he's going to be facing. You bring in a guy like Chris Boyd, who I know he was a seventh-round pick, but there's a lot of potential there with him. A lot of guys thought he'd be coming off the board earlier. You also got Duke Thomas. So remember Holton Hill. Yeah, you had a nice rookie year, but you were undrafted, and your spot on the team is not guaranteed by any shot. And if one of these guys is really impressive in camp, why would they not take a guy who has less character issues and a little safer than the guy who does?
Yeah, and Chris Boyd, even though a seventh rounder, he nailed it. He was looked at anywhere from fourth round on. He had a great career at Texas. I think he's got a really legit shot of making the 53. I don't know. These AAFers are kind of all question marks. Yeah, they had some good games, and he actually, he had a shit ton of picks and looked good, but it's a whole other ball game.
Yeah, and I just like that these AAFers probably have a lot of fight to them. I think they're really going to be fighting for the job. They're probably pissed that Lee got shut down, lost some work there. So I think they're going to do everything they can to make a team.
One guy to keep an eye on, though, also is Craig James. He actually looked pretty damn good last year and was pretty close to making the team.
Yeah, the Vikings love this guy. He's got the most boring name in probably all of football.
Craig James.
Yeah. But yeah, he did show some flashes at times. He was practice squatter last year, I think he was.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, he's definitely in the mix too. So you know, obviously the top is not going to be any kind of competition, but once you start getting to that number four spot, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Holton Hill will be a very, very key one in this scenario.
Yeah, I still think he probably makes the team, but if for some reason his play starts to fall off too, then the Vikings have every reason to cut him. Cut his ass.
Cut his ass. Snip, snip. All right, safety. I believe we got an AAF or two in here.
We do.
Anthony Harris made his mark last year. Him and Harrison Smith got Jayron Kearse, and then it starts to get mildly yucky with some AAFers: Jordan Martin, Deron Smith, and brand new six rounder Marcus Epps,
who is not Andrew Wingard.
Andrew Wingard is thriving in Jacksonville at this moment. I guarantee it.
Well, what makes this even more interesting is if they really do move Kearse to linebacker, then you're just looking at Deron Smith, Jordan Martin, and Marcus Epps battling to be the third safety, which honestly is horrifying when you really start to think about it.
I'm trying to think of a former wrestler with any of these names, and I can't. It's really bugging me. It's got to be an Anthony.
That's just too boring.
All right, sorry.
So shaking in their boots, I don't know, because I don't think any of, you know, if Kearse does stay at safety or if he's going to be a safety linebacker hybrid, I don't think he's worried about Deron Smith, Marcus Epps, or Jordan Martin. The only time anybody should be shaken is if there is a fourth safety kept on this team. Then I think it's wide open between these three, the two AAFers and the rookie Marcus Epps.
You know who should be shaken in their boots?
Who's that, Matt?
Opposing offenses with this group of safeties.
Wow.
Suck it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, anybody, Kearse, Harris, and Smith, or Locks. You can't really say anybody's shaking their boots because it comes down to two AAFers and a rookie. So yeah, those three will be battling for a final spot, and my guess is to keep four safeties like usual.
Yeah, so right now it's wide open. Do we do the Creed thing again or not? I don't think we have
to. No, we don't have to. Let's mosey on over to special teams.
Ooh, well, there's not no one shaking at punter because it's just Matt Weil.
Yeah, and Bailey, we don't have anybody for competition yet, which is very surprising.
Yet.
But
I think there'll be somebody. There has to be. He was such a turd last year.
Maybe we'll still make a blockbuster trade for Robbie Gould, give up a couple future first-round picks, call her good.
Yeah, I know Jeff Carson would.
As far as return men, I mean, obviously Amir Abdullah is one of the most dynamic returners in the whole NFL. That's not accurate, but him and Zylstra, I mean, there's some rookies that we got that can return, so I don't think anything's changing there. But the one,
Holton Hill can do a little returning too.
Yeah, in week five.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying he's in the mix.
The only newbie to the group is our seventh rounder, Austin Cutting, who not really sure if he can play yet. So Kevin McDermott is our long snapper, and even if Cutting somehow is able to play without that two-year window, which seems like a pipe dream, I don't even think he makes a team. No, so
he wasn't going to beat out Nine Fingers anyway, so it doesn't matter if he can play 2 years from now or not.
Still one of the most odd draft picks of all time. I don't care if it was at the end of the seventh round. That was very strange.
They had to pick somebody, and they knew
they could have took your boy Gerald Willis. They could have took anybody, but they took Austin Cutting. So if like I said, he's not even signed yet, I'm sure they're waiting to see what happens. So yeah, not much to talk about there. But I think overall on the defensive side of the ball, there we did add five rookies, a lot of AAFers, and we got Hercules back. So it's going to be some fun stuff to watch, and I think a lot of these rookies are going to make a good push to make the 53.
Yeah, and not just Hercules back. Adi Aruna is back, so don't forget about him.
Aruna, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you.
So, yeah, obviously on the defensive side of the ball, there's not as much shaking, you know, unless you start getting down to the third, fourth spots where you got these guys fighting for depth. But, yeah, that's exciting, though.
Jaleel Johnson, it's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
I think it'd actually be a surprise right now if he made the team. I'm gonna put that out there.
Wow, you really hate Jahlil.
I don't. I love Jahlil. I really had high hopes for him when he went in the fourth round. I thought he should have been a third rounder.
High hopes.
And unfortunately, I don't know what it is, but he doesn't see the field often. And when he does, he doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, I you know, I.
But I do love him.
I don't love him. I'm not gonna lie. I don't love him, but I thought he would have more of an impact by now.
Last year,
I would have learned to love him by now.
Last year at training camp, when we were there, the defensive tackles were signing, and I asked my lovely daughters which line they wanted to go to, and Jahlil Johnson was one. It was him and Holmes who had the short lines, and I urged them to pick Jahlil Johnson, and they did.
Wow.
Very nice guy. Signed it. Took a picture. It was great.
I just want to love Jahlil Johnson for what he does on the field, not for what a swell guy he is at training camp to young fans.
Well, we'll see. Pressure.
All right. You guys, here's a little tip from Lupagas. I know it's early spring, and you're enjoying the warm weather, but even though it's not 90, 80 degrees, still lube up, especially you fair-skinned friends of mine. Nothing worse than getting an early spring sunburn. I already had one, and let me tell you, it's painful, and your skin starts peeling, and you look even grosser than you did before.
You know it's one of the most uncomfortable feelings ever?
What's that?
Sunburnt lips.
Yeah, I had that. It was horrible.
It's brutal.
It feels like chapped lips that won't go away.